Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma Shir. A special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners who, Bez Hashem, be joining the Shir. Parshas Vayigash, Tovshin Peihei, Zois Chanukah, Tovshin Peihei. So we're going to learn a Meshech Chochma, Perek Memvov, Pasuk Dalid. Yankov Avinu is going down to Mitzrayim. The Rebbein Hashem comes to Memaris Halayla. That Meshech Chochma we've done in the years past, the Meshech Chochma, the Reb Chatzkel Abramsky, Zichrayna Lebracha, used to say, was written with Ruach HaKodesh. Anyone who came into his house, Parshas Vayigash, would say, Shein Gezen the Meshech Chochma, did you already see the Meshech Chochma on this Pasuk? But the Rebbein Hashem tells him in Pasuk Dalet, Anoichi Eridim Cha Mitzrayim, Anoichi Alcha Gamali. I'm going to go down with you to Mitzrayim, and I'm going to come up. V'yosef yoshis yodei aleinecha. And Yosef is going to place his hands on your eyes. So what is this last phrase, v'yosef yoshis yodei aleinecha? So the Mefarshei Achumish, the Rashbam, says, I'm going to go down with you. I'm going to come up with you, which means he was telling Yaakov Avinu, you're going to come up from Mitzrayim. And Rashbam says, you're going to be buried in Mavoisov and the Marasa Machpela. V'yosef yoshis yod al einecha, the Rashbam translates, in yonecha utzrachecha, your needs. Yishtadel la'asoysom. K'dechsiv ha'pasukin, Iyoyv. Yoshis yod al shneinu, is yoshis yod al einecha means that Yosef is going to make an effort to take care of your needs. The Chizkuni on this Pasuk has two pshatim. The second pshat, I think, is the same as Rashi. The first pshat, he says, Minagu Shachayim Oisim Amesim Shesigrim Eseneam Somuch Achar Aptira. The custom is, when a person is Nifter, a live person, it's brought down, I think, that a son, the oldest son perhaps, should close the eyes of the parent, but either, whatever it is, the Chayim, the minig is they close the eyes of the mace near the petira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mimavtiach Yaakov Avinu that Yosef is going to be by his petira. What's the point? Yosef's going to close your eyes after your nifter. What he was telling him was he's going to help that after your petira, he's going to take you out of Mitzrayim and bury you in the Maris HaMachpelah. And he knew that Yosef is going to be the one that's going to need that power because he's the king. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maftiachim. Yosef Yoshis Yadel. And Echa Yosef is going to be the one to close your eyes after your petira, meaning he's going to be there and he's going to be in charge and take care of taking you to the Maris HaMachpelah. Davar Acher, Alinecha, Alinyonecha, like it says, Ein Yaakov, in Parshas V'Zayitz HaBracha, Yishtad Eloises Rechecha, similar to the Rashbam with a different Pasuk. Different Pasuk. The Zipporni as well, Yosef Yodei Aleinecha, Leitzitzarech Lifkayach Einecha, Lahasik Chavatzecha. He says a little differently. He says, Einecha, your eyes. Your eyes, you need to open to take care of your needs. You don't have to worry. You won't have to open your eyes to get your needs, lahasik chafetzecha, to get what's necessary. Ki Yosef yagia melecha bezulas hashkachasa. Yosef is going to take care of your needs without your involvement. V'loititztarech ato lisasek ima mitzriim. So this is the point here. Why does the Rebbeinu Shel keep on saying Yosef is going to take care of everything? Again, according to the pshat, he's going to take care of your kvura. It has to go with Anoichi Galcha Gam Aloi. You're going to come back up. He's telling Yosef, he's telling Yankov Avinu, Yosef's going to take care of your Kvura, like the Chizkuni said. But like the Rashbam and the Zipporni is saying, he's going to take care of your needs. What exactly was Yaakov worried about? That all of a sudden he needed Yosef? Zok the Zipporni, V'leititztarech ato lisasik im ha-mitzriyim, ha-biltim ru'uyim l'kare ve'lecha. Oh. Yosef, you're nervous. Yaakov Avinu, you're nervous. You're going down to Mitzrayim. No, in Mitzrayim, you're going to have to take care of things. You're going to have to handle with the Mitzrayim. That's going to make a connection. Yaakov Avinu is very nervous about this. I'm going to have to handle with the Mitzriim. The Rebbeinu Shem says, no, you're not going to have to be Yitzchakim and Mitzriim. Habiltim ru'uyim likari velecha. They're not right to come close to you. Hear the way this reporter is saying it? They're not right to come close to you, Yaakov Avinu, the Semel of Kedusha, the Semel of Torah. Even though he was in Lavan's house, he became Namuna Torah in Lavan's house. In Lavan Garti, Vo'echar Adota. There was no effect from Lavan at all, we said in a previous year. He had no effect of Lavan at all, no effect. But he's going down to Mitzrayim. Shtufei Zima, the Makar of Tuma. What's going to happen? I'm going to have what to do with them. Yaakov Avinu is not only worried about himself, but the Zipporna's Lashon is, Habilti ru'uyim likari ve'lecha. They're not even roy to have a shaykhus with you. So how's it going to happen? Yosef Yoshes Yadel Enecha. Yosef is going to have, he's going to take care of it. Yaakov Avinu, you're going to have no shaykhus to the Mitzrayim. That's how the Zipporna learns. If you have time, take a look at the Netziv on this Pasuk. Also says something very, very interesting in the Pashup Shah on the Psukim and the Anashkafa of the Psukim. But let us see what Rameir Simcha says. Zokter Rameir Simcha Yitachin. Perhaps we could say at the end he writes, it's Napshat Vizeh Aderech Tzachos. It's not the Pashup Shah, it's a Drushi Pshat. But the Yisayit is Emes Lamitay. Ki Omar Loi. He was telling him, Shebal Yachkur Be'iyunai Uve'enav Asichlim. The eyes over here do not mean the physical eyes. It means the seichel, the spiritual eyes, the intellectual eyes. He was telling him, Bal Yachkur, don't delve into it with your iyun and with your enav Asichlim. Al Tachlis Umahus Ha'inyan. Shetzorech Leire Lemitzrayim Velalis. Says the Meir Simcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yaakov Avinu, I'm going to take you down to Mitzrayim and you're going to come back up. At this moment, Yaakov Avinu might start clarifying to himself, what is going on over here? Why do I need to go down to Mitzrayim and then have to come back up? What do I need it for? So the Rabbi Nisham tells him, Bal Yachgar, don't start trying to understand my ways. Don't try to delve in with your Eon and your Seichel. To try to understand the tachlis, the purpose, and the mahus of why we have to go down to Mitzrayim and come back up. Ki maze tachlis v'sibo le'ezo shleimus. You might try to figure out what's the purpose, what is this going to cause, what shleimus is this going to bring. What's the purpose of going down to Mitzrayim? Why? Shalavram amar leilech leretz kanan lishoy sham beretz hamiyuched esloy. And you might start thinking to yourself and saying, okay, Bishlam Avram Avinu was sent away from Eretz Charan to go to Eretz Canaan, Lech Lecha Nu. Why? He's going to stay there. It's Eretz HaMiuchedes Loi. Eretz HaMiuchedes Loi. As the first Meshech Chachman Parshas Lech Lecha, the land is a place that's unique for avoid and karbonis. V'sham yifarsim alikus over the Avram Avinu is going to be mifarsim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yakdishmai b'shachet b'nai. And not only that, he's going to bring out his potential. V'yares ha'kichas ha'tmunim b'seisi levavai shemotza nemen lefanecha el oret asher ar'eka p'il yoytzei. I'm going to show you and the world what's tamen in your heart. I understand there's a purpose to that. Continues Remeir Simcha Bayos. Ach leilich lemitzrayim mazet achlis. Bish lama going to Eretz Canaan. I understand that Avraham Avinu had to leave Charan to go to Eretz Canaan. But why do I have to go to Mitzrayim? Mazet tachlis, what's the point? So the Rabbi Nisham is telling him, Bal Yachkar, don't try to understand it. Don't try to understand and delve in with your Eon and your Einayim Asichlim. And he says, I'm going to prove it to you. Omar, Ki ha'inyan shel Yosef Yoshes Yodei Aleinecha. The Inyan of Yosef, should put itself on your eyes. What does that mean? Shezeho inyan, this inyan of Yosef, yatzum einecha, they should close your eyes. Sheval tachkar, that you should not delve in. Uval tistakel, and not to look and to gaze acharei darchei ha'ishkocha, after the ways of Ashkochas Hashem, ki ramay, because they are so lofty. What does that mean? The story of Yosef should close your eyes. Again, don't go with your einayim asichlim and try to see. Close your eyes. And the story of Yosef is enough to shut your eyes, that you should not try to understand darchei ashkocha. What does that mean? Ki mi milel zeh? Who would have thought or said such a thing? Asher atzar shel Yosef ye letachlis nirtza kezeh. Yaakov Avinu was going down to Mitzrayim. And in fact, when you look in the Netziv and the Pashup Shah and the Psukim, Yaakov Avinu travels to Be'er Sheva and Pasuk Aleph, brings Karbonas. And now, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him this, Pasuk Hei, Vayisu b'nei Yisrael Yaakov Avinu, all of a sudden they have to carry him. Vagolis HaShasholach Parei. What do you mean? Because Yaakov Avinu now, he thought he's going down, the Netziv says, he thought he's going down for a visit. I'm going to go see him. Lifnei Maisi, as the Pasuk says. But on the way down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, you're going down here for a while. You're not coming back, as we just said, Gamaloi, till you're Kvura. At this point, Yaakov Avinu had a chalishus, the Netziv says, look in the Psukim. And now all of a sudden, Vayisu b'nei Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu, they had to carry him down. Yaakov Avinu, there was a whole change in plan here. And this fits in with the Meshech Chachma, because the Rebbeinu Shem was telling him, don't try to understand why you have to go down there. Yaakov Avinu wonders, let me go and come back. No, you have to go down, the Golus is beginning. And you're going to say, what's the point? Stop, Yaakov Avinu, for a moment. You just had a 22-year saga of a Yosef HaTzadik. You didn't have Ruach HaKodesh for 22 years, you'd be Misabel on Yosef. You're wondering, you and your children, as we said last week, they didn't drink wine from the day they sold him because they were not avelus over it. Yosef also didn't drink wine. This is 22 years of not farshteing what's going on. Yaakov Avinu was afraid that perhaps he's going to have some type of gehenim because he lost a shaven in his life. But what at the end happened? Mi milel zeh, who would have thought? Asher atzar shel Yosef, the tzar of Yosef, ye letachlis nirtza kezeh, would turn out to be for a purpose, an unbelievable person's nirtza, she yidur b'mitzrayim, that Yosef is going to live in Mitzrayim. Listen to what he did, via l'shalit, he's going to be the ruler. And what happened when he was the ruler? Via farsim deyoy saidkais. In Mitzrayim, the Mekar HaShut of Azimah, Mekar of Avodah Zarah, Yosef HaTzadik brought light to Mitzrayim. It was Mefarsim Deyoy Saidkais. V'chol Aretz Yekfufim Loi, the whole land is kafuf to him. And I'm sure other things are Meir Simcha's including here. As Yosef told his brothers, Atem Loi Shalachta Mesihena. Kiolikim Wasum Lachem Sheris Bar, it's a lachis the Ham Lufleta Gedela, Vaisi Mainu Lovla Power, Lodan Bechabesa, Umoisha Bechalaret Mitzrayim. The first thing out of Yosef's mouth is, this is the Rebbeinu Shem's plan. Look, I've been living it, waiting for the day that we could be Megalit to Yaakov Uvanov, Yaakov Avinu, and the Shvatim are living 22 years of Tsar, and Pitom, all of a sudden, suddenly, in a moment. Well, the son was niskala to them. How the Rebbeinu Shalom had this all planned out. How this all planned out, like the Medrash and the end of Parshas Vayeshev. Famous Medrash. I remember the Rishiva Rebel Yishvei saying over this Medrash. And the Medrash says at the end of Vayeshev, Saramashkim Shechacha Vani Leashkochech. The Saramashkim forgot you, said the Rebbeinu Shalom to Yosef, but I didn't forget you. And he says, who was yearning? Meaning, who was thinking, who was contemplating that Avram and Sarah are going to have a child, that Yaakov is going to be over makli biyardein, he's going to become an oisher at the end. Who would have thought that Yosef, going through all the tzaras, would end up being the king? And so on and so forth. Moshe, Rus, David, Yahyachin, Chananya, Mishael, Azaria, Mimichakel Yisrael, Mimehaman, Mimichakel Golius, Sheel Hashem, Lusila, Mimichakel Sukas David, and Nefeles. She Kimenu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, Mi mechake, who would have thought? But what's going on over here? As it says also in Parashas Vayeshev, Yaakov Avinu is busy with his avelus. Yehuda is busy with his tshuva. Reuven is busy with his issue. And what's the Rabbeinu Shalom busy with? The Rabbeinu Shalom is being mechin oirish HaMashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mechin oirish HaMashiach. Mi mechake. And that's what the Rameir Simcha is saying. Mi milal, who would have thought such a thing? That the Tsar of Yosef had a tachlis. A tachlis. That Yosef is going to become the king. He's going to bring Kvod Shamayim to the world. He's going to take care of a Klal Yisrael in a Rav. So there was a purpose to it. When you're in the Tzara, you can't see it, you can't understand it. But now, Yaakov Avinu, you see Ashkachas Hashem, says the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So that Yosef, that story of Yosef, meaning that you didn't understand what was going on, but now you see it was all Ashkachas Hashem every step of the way. Halei Zoinyan died, that's enough. Losum Yad, to put in hand over your eyes, to shut your eyes. To cover over what your eyes are trying to contemplate and to figure out. Even your understanding is still only a physical, sichlius understanding. To understand, as he said before, Darche Ashkocha Kiramu, to understand Ashkochas Hashem. There's only so far you could go. And that's what he was telling him. And you're going to ask yourself, what? Why are we doing this? Avraham Avinu, I understand, but I need to go to Mitzrayim. The Yosef, the story of Yosef, Yoshes Yodai, let it put its hand al einecha, over your eyes, that you should stop trying to figure it out with your einayim asichlius, with your havonoscha mucheshes. There's darche ashkocha kiramu, mi mechake. Mi mechake, the Rabbeinu Shalom had a plan here. And that's what Yosef says to the brothers, and this is what the Rabbeinu Shalom says, v'zeh al derech tzachos. That's al derech tzachos, says Rav Meir Simcha, what the Rabbeinu Shalom was telling him. We don't understand the pshat, but now look at us. Why do we have to understand? We have mentioned Tzias Mitzrayim all the time. Because we recognize in Mitzrayim we came a Klal Yisrael. There was a purpose to it, like the Meshech Chachma says. Similar idea in Parshas Boi. You might ask, if Hashem's taking us out of Mitzrayim anyways, why is He bringing us down to Mitzrayim? No, there was a tachlis to Mitzrayim. We learned how to be avodim, we understood, we saw, learned emunah, we became a Klal Yisrael. Then, this 70 people that came down with Yaakov Avinu, who were not yet roi for Kabbalah's HaTorah, the way the Torah needed to be misparsim in the world, we became a Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim roi for Kabbalah's HaTorah. But there's no way when you're in the Sheba, when you're in the Tzara, you can't understand it. But the Rabbeinu Shalom is giving Yaakov Avinu an Eitzah here. And he's saying, you're right, you can't understand it. But you just finished a 22-year saga which you didn't understand. But now you see it. Now you see what the tachlis was. Now you see what the purpose was. And Adar Abba Chazal say, Ru'uy in Yaakov Avinu to go down B'shal Shalish Shal Barzel. But instead he went down B'Kovid. Yosef went down B'shal Shalish Shal Barzel. But Yaakov Avinu didn't go B'shal Shal Barzel. Because he wasn't right for it. It was all a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was all Ashkoch Hashem. Yosef, take the story of Yosef, Yoshes Yad Elinecha, and cover over your eyes, your Einech HaSichliyim, and recognize as Rabbeinu Shalom running the show. Recognize Rabbeinu Shalom running the show. And that, this first Golus, Maisa Ovesim Labanim. We have to take and understand the same idea. In Golus, we don't see what's going on. We don't understand it. 2,000 years of Golus. We're wondering. Mazois also likim lanu, as the Shvatim are wondering. But there's a tachlis to this. Just like in Mitzrayim, there was a tachlis. There's a tachlis. What it is, Einenu asichliyim can't understand it. But we know there's Ashkochas Hashem. We've seen it so many times. And our job is, whether it's in a general world or in our personal lives as well. We all have stories where we're able to see the Hashgacha Pratis of what the Rebbeinu Shalom was doing. We all have stories. And if we don't have it to ourselves, which we zecher do, we have from other stories. What are the point of these stories? To be mechazik ourselves and recognize that when we don't understand, remind ourselves, there's Rebbeinu Shalom running the show, take the Yosef, our personal Yosefs, whatever Hashgacha Prat, the story of Yosef, and Yashis Yadei Aleinecha, when you're going through a challenging time, and you don't understand what's going on, you have to be mechazik yourself and say, yes, you know what, I've had stories. Maybe I'll see the end of the story. Yaakov Avinu did not see the end of the Galus Mitzrayim. Sometimes we see the end, like he saw the 22 years of Yosef, he saw the Tachlis HaNirtza of the Adarchi Ashkacha. Mitzrayim, he didn't see it. We have times we see it, sometimes we don't. But our job is to melchazek our amunah on the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that's what a Chanukah is all about. Chanukah is a yontif of me melchazek our amunah. I saw Moira de Geshtikl from Moran Rosh Hashiva Zechreinu Livracha, Reb Gershon Edelstein, in the Perinei Chizuk on Chanukah, where he talks about the nates of Chanukah. The Mefarshim say, Pnei Yeshua, he quotes Michtam Eliyo, what was the purpose of the nates of the Pach Shemen? All it was for a mitzvah that we were an Einus anyways, even if you don't do the mitzvah, Einus Rachmana Patre. Why do you need a nates miyuchad? So he brings from the Pnei Yeshua, the Tachlis was to show Chavivusam lifnei Amokim, to show the Chavivus of Klal Yisrael, that there were Moiser Nafsham, and there were Mechabivus HaTervus HaMitzvus. So there was an Isairus Min HaShemayim to reciprocate with the Chavivus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this Neis Miyuchad that wasn't really necessary. A Neis Miyuchad to show the Chavivus. And he says, even though usually HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't perform a Neis, Shalei Letzorech HaTzolos Nefoshos, but this Neis Miyuchad was for the Chavivus. I'm thinking maybe that's a pshat of the Rambam, the mitzvah of Chanukah. Mitzvah chaviva hi an ma'oid. We showed chavivas, Hashem showed chavivas to us. Rav Gershon says, yesh lo hisif al zeh. He says, interesting thing, he says, we find in the Beis HaMikdash, there were also nisim yuchadim for shaloi l'tzirech hatzala. Gemara Newman says, mokin ha'ara in eina min amida. The Kodesh Kadoshim was 20 amas long. If you measured from one side of the Aron, it was 10 amas on this side, 10 amas on the other side. The Aron didn't take up space. That was an ace. And even by Sheni, there wasn't an Aron, but there were other Nisim, the Mishanavas, Asar Nisim, Anasu, Lavisen, Ves HaMikdash. The rain never put out the Esha, the Maracha, the wind never blew, the Amud HaAshan. These are all Nisim. Vice Rishon, Yeshar Min HaShamayim. What was the purpose of these Nisim? They weren't for Hatzalus Nefashos. So he says, Hatzarech B'Nisim Halalu Hayu L'Chizek Amuna. Interesting thing. Beis HaMikdash is the Mokim HaShvoas HaKedusha Al Klal Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash is the Mokim of HaShvoas HaKedusha. Umahi Kedusha, says Reb Gershon. What's Kedusha? Amuna. The more emuna, the more kedusha. And these nisim gluyim brought emuna to Klal Yisrael. They saw Ashkochas Hashem. They saw Hakadosh Baruch Hu. They saw that he could do nisim keneged ateva. They saw that the teva cannot be shoylet. The wind and the rain cannot be shoylet over kedusha. Over the Rebbeinu Shalom's fire, the Rebbeinu Shalom's smoke. These things have koiches yoyser me'ateva. There are koiches yoyser me'ateva. An unbelievable lesson. We think the teva is it. You can't survive teva. There's a wind, it's going to blow things. There's a rain, it's going to extinguish things. No! There's a limit to teva. There are things that are stronger than the teva. And if that's true, me'la muva jagama teva in a teva. Because that's also hashkocha min hashamayim. And he continues, a person has to recognize all the nisim, the fact that a person breathes, a person lives, a person eats, with things grow from the ground. V'chehena v'chehena. These are nisim of teva that a person starts to see, supposed to recognize, is from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And in the Beis HaMikdash, they saw nisim gluyim. They saw the Ashkocha. They felt it, they heard margish it b'chush. They're margish when they saw those nisim that everything is nice. The fact that I'm alive, that I could do things, are all min hashamayim. Are all min hashamayim. Why? Because the Rabbanu Shalom runs the show. And the Rabbanu Shalom who loves me gave me these things. And he's being mashpia tovus to me. And he's providing for me. He's giving me life. He's giving me food. He's giving me all these things, recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, that's why the Gemara says in Brachas, after the Churban, they felt kibonim shegolu me'al shulchan avim. In the Beis HaMikdash, they felt like a son who soymech al shulchan avim. He's eating and relying and he's being supported by his father. We have a father with a shulchan malachim, a royal father. We're the princes. When you're at the king's table, you have everything that you need. That's how geshmak it was. There was this emuna, there was this belief, this understanding, there was bitachon, there was reliance. The door right after the churban, or after the churban, they were margish like bonim shagolu ma'ashulchan avim. They were margish like bonim that were sent away, because they recognized what they were missing. Anachnu rechoikim izeh, he writes. Bezuha yatachlis hanisim beis hamikdash. Laharis chavivusim shal Yisrael. All these nisim were here to show how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. That he's going to perform all these nisim for them. Ulechazek ha'emunah, and that's mechazek de'emunah. V'zeh gam inyan neis pach ha'shemen v'eis ha'migdosh. That's the same inyan of the pach shemen. Af shelo yaya batzarech hatzol. It wasn't necessary to save nefashas. But it was a neis la'aretz chibosom lifnei ha'mokoyim. Sheyiru sheyesh misha noisin lanu dvarin l'mayla me'ateva. They'll see there's a Rabbeinu Shalom who provides l'mayla me'ateva. And a pach shemen can last for 8 days. Why? Because they were mechabev es ha-mitzvahis. And they were moiser nafesh al ha-mitzvahis. Naselem neis miyuchad sheyuchlo l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. And when they see that chibah, Mikablim emuna gedoyla ma'id. The whole yisayin of the Nes of Chanukah was a chavivus. It was a chavivus when we're moiser nefesh for mitzvahs, and we show that we believe in the Rabbeinu Shalom. V'teirasu mitzvaysav. He reciprocates with chavivus, and he performs nisim for us. And what happens when he performs those nisim? We're mikabel a chizuk in our emuna. Our amunah gets stronger, and then what do we want to do? We want to show more chavivas to the Rabbeinu Shalom. We want to be mekabel his teir and his mitzvahs, because the stronger your amunah in the Rabbeinu Shalom, the more you want to connect with the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's the aside of the Yontif of Chanukah, to recognize that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom who runs the show. There's a Rabbeinu Shalom who runs the show, and there was a whole gullus of Yavon and terrible tsaris, and they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Well, we were chaytei. Hisrash l'ba'avayda. We didn't show our chavivus for the mitzvah. The Beis HaMikdash, the makam of chavivus, the makam of emunah. You're misrash l'ba'avayda. You're lazy about it. You don't appreciate it. You're not understanding the emunah and the nisim. Because Baruch Hu takes it away. Now you want to be Meitzer Nefesh. Show your Chavivus. Show it serious. Ah, the Rabbeinu Shalom sends another Chavivus, a Pach Shemen. When you show it, he shows it. And you're Mekabel Amunah, that everything here from beginning to end was out from Rabbeinu Shalom. It's Mekabel, a person gets a Chizuk and Amunah. A Zeis Chanukah is when we contemplate what we learned from this Chanukah. And Rav Gershon is telling us we have to come out with a chizuk in emunah. A chizuk in emunah. And what was his lashon? The Beis HaMikdash is a makom kadosh. Page was it? What was his lashon? Beis HaMikdash Yimokam Ashbois Kedusha Umahi Kedusha Emuna Haneris Halolu Kedushim. The source of Emuna for Klal Yisrael. These are Yomim of Kedushim. These are days of Kedusha, days of Emuna. Zoyitz Chanukah is a day when we're mechazek our Emuna in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Yosef. And we're going to go out into the world. And we're going to fight or not understand things. But we have a story of Yosef. We have a story of the Chashmei Noim. We have a story of a Pach Shemen. We have stories of Ashkacha Pratis, says the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Yashis Yadei Aleinecha, those are there for you to cover your eyes. And when you don't understand, you're still Mechazik, your Amuna. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that there's Ashkacha Pratis here. Yashis Yadei Aleinecha. Sometimes we understand, sometimes we can't understand. But when we try to understand Darchei Ashkacha Rama, Yosef, take all those chizukim in Emuna, all those stories, Yashis Yadei Aleinecha, and then when you have something you don't understand, you say, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I don't understand, but I know you're running the show. I know that you are a Mashkiach Al-Kol. You're the one who's the Mashkiach and everything. And that brings Kedusha to Klal Yisrael. Mahi Kedusha? Emuna. Emuna and Kedusha, that is what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants from a Klal Yisrael, who is an Am HaNivcher and Am HaKodesh. We're Maminim and Maminim. We should be Zeichet to see Yeshua's and Niflois. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Nisim and Niflois by Yom HaMoheim, He should do them Bizman HaZeh. And Bez HaShem, we should be Zeichet Taka to see the Gula Shleima, B'mehera V'Yameinu Amen. Cult of everyone.